One day, something strange happened. Blue Boy played on the beach and he watched the ships appearing on the horizon and the boats sailing by. Suddenly, he heard music. Beautiful tunes. It sounds like a trumpet, he said to himself. But where was the trumpet player? The boy couldn't see anybody. His sister Blue Girl came along and he asked, Blue Girl, do you hear the trumpet? No, said his sister and shook her head, and she walked on. Every now and then, Blue Boy heard the trumpet play. He lifted his head, but still he could not find out where the music came from. Then he forgot about the trumpet until he was woken up in the middle of the night. What happened? Usually, he never woke up before 7 in the morning. But this particular night, he heard a strange sound. It was the sound of a trumpet or a horn. First, he thought it was only in his dream, but he could clearly hear it play. He opened his blue eyes and looked all around, but he couldn't see much, apart from the full moon outside his window. Even in Blue Land, the moon looks yellow, and so do the stars and the sun. But at night, there is no sun at all. So it's pretty dark inside his room, in spite of the full moon outside. At night, everything looks grey instead of blue. So at night, there's no big difference between your own house and a blue house in Blue Land. Everything looks grey, no matter how it looks during the day. After his eyes got used to the pale moonlight, Blue Boy climbed out of his bed and crept over to his sister's place. She was still asleep. Didn't she hear the trumpet? He shook her until she woke up.
What's wrong?
Asked his sister, and she lifted her head. Don't you hear the trumpet? Whispered her brother excitedly. You are a fool. Turn off the radio, was her reply. She turned around and immediately fell asleep again. There it was, once again. He was sure the sound of a trumpet. Side of the room. It seems to be inside the wardrobe. But it's not possible, thought the boy, and he slowly moved through the dark room towards the wardrobe. Carefully, he opened the wardrobe door, and there it was. A horn. A horn on top of his blue trousers. It must have played all by itself. There was no player sitting in the wardrobe. He lifted it up. Perhaps it was a magical horn. Otherwise it wouldn't play without a player. However, it was too dark to see any detail, and he was too tired to find out more. He was glad that the horn had stopped playing, and he kept it safely in his arms as he returned to bed to crawl under the blanket, where quickly he fell asleep. The next morning, at 7 o'clock, his mum came into their bedroom. She opened the window, as she usually does, and said, "Good morning, children. Wake up. It's time for school. Time to learn your ABC. Time to learn how to spell all these nice English words, and time to learn another language, time to grow clever and strong. That's what she said every morning. Blue Boy woke up and felt something under his arm. It was the horn. He remembered last night's adventure and realized it wasn't a dream. He held that magical object in his hand, still hidden under the blanket.